luck on 8:30 call. And over into your top. A minute of it. This is the official on their way to Hanover Club. And we have new deaths. What that's like after having been here. And so, just like I did with the other group, I'm going to extol and expound a little bit just can imagine what it be here. So, if you would like crazy. Here we go. Let's check and see what we've got for our call. If you do this for me, would you *4? Because we've got in on the, and I to hear some of you. So *4 and we'll pop up our gain. Eight thirty-five. Is that about what you guys have?
Yep. Yeah.
I had one, or apparently I started early, so we're gonna get rocking. Rhonda, numbers for the week.
Did you say Linda?
Rhonda.
Oh, well, sorry.
Complete. You guys are like a freight train there. Going on. Okay, Linda?
Complete plus one.
Way to go, Linda. 3 weeks in a row. No, you had complete plus 11 in there, too. Peggy?
Complete.
Yahoo! Okay, that group can... 11. No,
hey, Jerry, 15. Can I interrupt for a minute?
17 points. Yes, Peggy.
I am not feeling good, so somewhere towards the end of this call, I may decide that I just need to go to bed. I hope that's okay.
You know what I recommend is just to hold it next to your ear while you're in bed.
That's a good idea. Never thought about that.
I have a lot of
we wouldn't even know.
That's right. I have a lot of practice at being lazy. I've done it for years now.
Okay.
Run! Complete. Run, are you there? I haven't talked to him in a week. That's highly unusual. Rich? Are you with me, Rich?
Rich,
oh,
he had, either he was sick or he had a sick daughter or something.
Oh, you talked to Rich?
I don't think Rich is going to be on the call.
Okay, have you talked to Ron at all this week?
Yeah. Ron's going to be on the call.
Okay, well, maybe he'll be on in a minute. Tend to sell trouble often. Janny, what's your numbers?
Complete.
Okay, Janny, I want you to do this. You get 5 points. The other group gets 17 points. Which team won on this one?
Oh, the other
group. You haven't asked me yet. I'm Sherry.
You still have your group to go. Oh, Sherry's on that group, too. So, Sherry.
I'm a getter, Dan. I'm complete plus one.
All right. Oh, if one of those other guys could show up before the night's over, you guys could win this thing.
I know.
Oh,
sorry, Jerry, I didn't realize you hadn't gone yet.
I know, we're not competitive or anything.
So we have the getter done with 11 points. Fantastic Four is fantastic again with 17.
Woo!
And around here you have 100% attendance, and you have a monster program. Are you meeting together on the phone at all?
Yes.
What are some of the things that you have been working on as a team on the phone?
Mostly homework.
Homework and morale and ideas and... Yeah.
Has anybody used something that came from the team that really sort of sparked, gave an aha or helped you to get her up and rolling?
Morale boosters. Yep.
Okay. And you can see that there are people as you begin to lead your P1 teams later on that will be the kind of that can step into a morale building picture, and that's exactly what they're meant to do. So don't squelch them. Give them the opportunity and let them be there and be those people that perk up. But Sherry and Danny, obviously you guys call each other, and you've been a hold of Rich. Are you finding anything that adds richness to the program by having your call?
We go through our weeks, kind of what we did during the week and who we talked to and how we talked to them. And so it's, you know, I know we're going to do that on the call too, but it's nice as a group to go through and be able to help each other and say, oh, yeah, you can do this, or just talking to Ron. We talked about, you know, his week and turning some things that didn't work so well into some things that could work very well, so.
And so kind of a secondary accountability.
Yeah.
But also troubleshooting. And has anybody on the call ever used the troubleshooting guide in your ignition sequence guide? Let's take a look at that before we get too far into the rest of the call here, and then I have to describe to you this miserable situation I'm in over here.
It could be so miserable.
Yeah. For those who are on the listening gallery, we're turning to our ignition sequence guide. We're going to look at the troubleshooting your business, which is on page 9 of the newest guide. Everybody, you have one of the older guides, you might find it on a different page. And is there anybody that would like to volunteer to have your business go through some troubleshooting today, if you're on track for where you want to be? Everybody feels really good about where you're at.
No.
Can't troubleshoot any of us.
Oh, we all need help. None of us.
We can volunteer, I guess.
All right. You guys have already gone silver. Let's go through it and imagine that Dick and Rhonda are going to be one of your people saying, I just don't know why this isn't kind of clicking the way I'd like it to be. We start at the very top of this page, and the very first question will ferret out 90% of the problems that people have. Do you know exactly why you're building a business of NECAN and why to join you? So, Dave and Rhonda, why are you building it?
For a little bit of freedom, some extra money, help other people.
And every time I hear that, help other people, help them do what? I like to get more clarity on that.
Well, there's a lot of sick people out there. I don't know why, but we know a lot of people that need some help. And I didn't realize how many people did need help until we got into this business and people open up.
Do you see when you ask this question or when you make that statement, helping people, that we need to clarify, because if we are going to sit down across the table from somebody and we want to provide them with help, it's a lot easier to help somebody if you know exactly and they know exactly what you're going to help them to do. And another point to helping other people is as you do this with helping other people and getting up and rolling, would you rather, Dave, help somebody so that the next time they have a problem, they come and whine to you to help them again? Or would you like to show them the way to fix themselves and empower them to do that so that they can now have knowledge and turn around and be an assist in helping even more people?
Copy that. I think we want to teach them how to help themselves and help others.
Yeah, there's a very significant trap that can occur here if you don't delineate that. And several of the Royal Diamonds that I've been most impressed with, one of them's name is Ahuva Simone. She's just fascinating to me. She has a very, very thick accent, and got in her business alone, I think 65,000 descriptors worldwide. And she has an average of 85% of all of her worldwide distributors are on auto ship.
Wow.
And she has some countries where 95% of all of her distributors are on auto ship.
Wow.
Her auto ship check alone is $50,000 a month.
Is how much you cut out?
$60,000 a month just for auto stimulation.
$60,000?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And one of the things that Ahuva does incredibly well, Dave does it, Dennis does it, all the people who've done big time, but they do it differently. Dave and Dennis are much softer than Ahuva, but Ahuva will say, I am out here to do whatever it takes to get you what you want and what you need, but only if you will work as hard as I do to get you what you want and what you need.
Ooh,
because
that's good.
If you back off and you don't do it, there is no way it can be sustained. It's not realistic. I cannot come to your rescue. I will disengage from you. It will be over.
Whoa.
Wow.
When we say something like that, Dave, does that make you cringe, or what does that give you the realization of?
Oh, it makes me cringe a little bit, but I'm going to have to get out there and put some effort into it.
Well, can you see how you can want it more for some people than they want it for themselves?
Yeah.
For sure.
And if you want more for somebody else than they want it for themselves, can you see how you could get to a point where you give them too much unrealistic expectation? And if they have an unrealistic expectation, and that is because you guys are going to do all the work for them, in that unrealistic expectation, they're going to become disillusioned and can actually become a negative in the community against you in the long haul.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
There's an old saying by one of the network marketing gurus, Randy Gage, and he says, more people will tell you no because you make it sound too easy than will ever tell you no because you make it sound too difficult.
Wow.
So make sure you're very clear when you say you want to help somebody, whether you want to chew their meat for them and then wipe their nose when they sneeze, or if you want to say to them, whatever you want to do, I'll match. Let's go. And therein lies part of the second part of the equation. So Dave and Rhonda, why should others join you in this business? One of the most important questions you can ever ask. In fact, sometimes on these P1 calls, we'll just have it through the group and say, spend a week and determine what it is about what you're doing that why somebody else should join you in the business. So Dave and Rhonda, just on the spur of the moment here, why should somebody join you as opposed to someone else into this?
I'm thinking.
Well, let me ask this question of you, because we could beat the heck out of you and it wouldn't be any fun, but what if you were talking with one of your people? Can you see why this would be a valuable question for to answer for themselves, is why someone else should join them in their business?
Yes.
All right, and what are some of the things that come to mind when you're going to think about that question and having them answer that question for themselves? What are the advantages they will gain by being able to answer that question?
I suppose they would clearly see the need, and we would see it in ourselves.
Yeah, I think you're on the right track, Pat. Here's something else for all of us to remember. The prospect themselves or the brand new distributor, who do they care about most?
Themselves.
Right? The prospect always thinks about themselves most. The distributor, we're trying to teach them to think about others to get what they want. But the prospect always thinks about themselves. Here's the five things that a prospect wants to know when you're starting to bring him into the business. One of them is, does it work? Number two, could I do it? Number three, is it fun? Number four, is there a training system? And number five, will you stick with me on this? Can you see how knowing the answer to that question when I say, Dave, I'd like to have you take a look at becoming a part of our business, and here's why I think that you should join me in this game. I've now broken 113 silvers. In order for you to start the process, you need to level a silver. I need to teach you that first, and then we work together to develop in you the ability to do the same thing for the next generation, because to get to the top of this list, you just simply become a silver and have other who do the same strategically areas. When we can do that as a team, I can provide for you a full-on training mechanism from start to finish that includes thousands of other people that you can connect with and pull yourself into the company. Can you see how those are helpful in helping you that it's okay to sign up with me?
Yeah, very helpful.
And so when you're brand new distributor starts up, what are some of the things, and we'll open this to the whole group now, some of the things that you might be able to help them identify, or what are some of the things that you can point out to them that they have as skills, they're a new distributor, would cause somebody to want to be part of their group, even though they don't have all this back, what do they have?
I guess they need to see in you that leadership and support that you're going to give to them.
Yes, and they have the ability to have complete and total conviction. That's their most powerful tool. If somebody looks at them and says, man, whatever happened, this person isn't going to get blown away. They're in this complete, total, solid, and they aren't melting down. And I can see that, I can sense it, and I can feel it down to my liver. The second thing a brand new person can have is access to upline and crossline people that will answer any and every question and get them to whoever they need to see. Can you see how that could be valuable?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that a brand new person can have is the ability to say, you're new. Maybe it's new too, but what the standing arm in arm and side by side can do with someone else to show that they could be a part and be successful even if they're new. But then there's three. And we can prove that the simplicity and duplication of network marketing can occur just because there's three of them. See, those things will trump somebody's big blowhard stuff every day. Come on, be a part of us, because you can add so much. We need you to do this, and we need you to be a part. Maybe your house next week, can you bring some Samsonite chairs, because we've got this thing going on and you could be a tremendous help for us. I want you to also prepare yourself a story. You're going to have some product experiences, so you order what you think you can get. Let's rock on and go on for the next week. You see, if you move forward with conviction, people will join you. How do you all see that if we went through the first line of the troubleshooting guide and answered those two questions, that you'd have a pretty strong...
Yeah.
But you can also see that you have a bunch of other abilities, and we've had this a lot on our previous phone call. There's a guy that's been like 7 or 8 or 9 years at this game, and he's recorded everything. He's listened to everything. Every day he does tape, does CDs, he does reading, he listens to every call there is to listen to, but he's never engaged because he didn't answer those questions. Why should somebody join me in this business? Well, now he's turning the corner, and he's turning it very rapidly, but those other, and if you completed the first one, it doesn't matter. That's why it's at the top of the list. How about, Ron, have you watched the Ignition Sequence launch DVD? Or Dave, pardon me.
Yes.
And so we got a yes on that. But can you see how somebody could do the Ignition Sequence launch DVD and they'll feel useless because they don't know why they're in it?
Yeah.
So we can't even go to that point until we answer why are you in. You can't answer why should somebody else join you. Have you set yourself up on the five pillars of business?
No. Hello?
What's that? means is that you've gotten yourself on auto ship, you signed up for the business, you ordered your products to get yourself to the senior or higher, you signed up for humans being more training, and you got yourself set up with the internet. Have you done those things?
Oh, yes, we have done all those.
Yeah, see, now this is where we're going to start getting a little bit tighter with our ignition sequence guide, because you think that's what you could you were there. If your group starts to speak the same language, it's going to be much more reproducible. So if everybody on this call was asked that same question, now everybody who's even in the gallery knows what the five pillars of business are. The five pillars of business are the first three pages of this ignition sequence guide. So basically, you have duplicated what was done before you. Oh, wait. Did you have a sponsorship meeting and launched your business?
What do you mean by sponsorship meeting? I mean, we sat down with Rick and Gina, signed up, and I talked about a few things, and she got us signed up with the P1 call.
Okay, perfect. And that's a sponsorship meeting. But I want to flip out here and go with... let's go to Janny. Do you know what what this meeting is, the sponsorship meeting?
No, I don't.
Linda?
No.
Ron, are you with us yet?
Guy.
Oh, it's Peggy, do you remember what a sponsorship meeting is?
No, I don't.
Rich? Sherry?
Nope.
So this is good, because this pulls back into, here's what happens in the sequence of events on your PRS and your ignition sequence guide. First is prospecting. We went over that. Recruiting is second. Recruiting is done by doing ATCs, giving out more complex videos, and having people go to wellness home presentations and events like wellness previews. Sponsoring is done by doing the pages of the ignition sequence launch. What the this meeting called the leadership or the sponsorship meeting is simply this. Let's say I'm starting Dave and Rhonda, and I say, Dave and Rhonda, I want you to watch the ignition sequence guide video and go through the ignition sequence guide yourself. Let me ask this of Sherry or Rhonda, or no, let's go to Janny. Janny, what page is the checklist on?
It is on page 9. The sponsorship checklist?
Yes. The sponsorship checklist is what you go through in the sponsorship meeting.
Huh.
So to do the basics of getting somebody in, can you see on page, well, if your page 9 is the same as my page 9.
My page 10.
You're using the same version I'm using. Mine is also on page 9. So first thing you would do in a sponsorship meeting, great about this sponsorship meeting, and it actually is your goal. When you talk to somebody and they some level of interest of wanting to, they want to go through the sponsorship meeting, and we've given them all that stuff, they sit down with them and you say, okay, have you set yourself up on advanced CNECAN? Do you understand how to order or invest it in their home or wellness home starter pack? Set up on autoship, will attend the possible humans being more training, and you completed your hunting. These are actually the five, well, and above that it says the business you desire. This is called, you can see they have accomplished incomplete. What this does is it tells the sponsor, it doesn't matter how much you talk, are you actually going to do something? Can you see why that's valuable information, Ron? Ron's not here. I keep going back to Ron. Linda, can you see what would you gain by being able to have these on a checklist when you sit down with your new prospect?
I help you close better. It will, I guess, if you do follow a guide, then you'll make sure you don't miss any of the steps, and it would be easier closing.
And reproducing.
Uh-huh.
And here's another thing that you can watch for. If we imagine this to be a checkers game, can you all imagine that you will sometimes want more for the prospect than they want for themselves?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
If that's true, this is a way that you can tell whether they actually will do what's necessary to become what they want to become. And it's a simple, like a checkers game, where if you make your move, is here's the ignition sequence launch, and here's the, I want you to work up through page 9 and see how much of this stuff you can do by yourself. Then when you sit down with them and you go over the stuff on page 9 and they've got their accomplished and incomplete, you can see by their actions what they are. They might tell you they're going to be a 5, but they never get their gear. They might tell you they're going to be a 5, but they never make out their 100 name list. And you say, well, no, based on what you've got here, we just got a quick, I have a quick question for you. And that is, you said you want a 5, but this kind of activity won't get that for you. So do we want to either do that or modify what you want in the long run? That's what you can do in the sponsorship meeting. You don't have to make a values judgment. You don't have to make it sound like they didn't do it and they're, you know, in the wrong. It's just, oh, we're just checking to make sure that you're on track for what you want to be on track for. If you're not, we either need to change the goal or get, those will be our first things that we want to accomplish. So, Sherry, when I say that, have you ever done that?
No, I haven't ever done that, and I was thinking of, you know, a couple people that I have in the business here that now that say they want to be 5s, and it's a struggle, but they have sacrificed to get their to get the energy pack that they've just recently bought. Would you say then, when you're going through that, if they're only getting that type of pack, then we need to back up, and you're really only a 4? Does that kind of take the wind out of their sails? You know what I mean?
What you say in that regard is that's an incomplete, and it
mm-hmm.
says let's strategize on what it will take in developing your business to get to that point.
Okay.
And it gives them, you know, it keeps it on the radar screen because we know that's what they're going to need in the long haul.
Right.
But we also know that we're going to say, oh, this is, we can come down through this and we'll notice that the incomplete, and we'll start from the top so that any incomplete that's higher than another incomplete becomes our first goal as a team between the sponsor and the new person.
Okay.
And it takes all of the guesswork out of it, and it takes a lot of the pain out of trying to decide for somebody else what they want to do.
Okay.
Okay, great. Great. I'm all aware now of what a sponsorship meeting is and why you want one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, you can see that when we first started this call, the first goal was fairly obvious. And that first goal was, will they go through and sign up? But if they go through and sign up, you could end up with a dud, a firecracker that won't go off.
That's a dud.
And when you go through, say, I think what we should do is to, when I look at a first person, say, let's get all the details done so we can get to page 9. Then now you know without guessing what they're into.
Yeah.
And then you can go on to other things, or you can go to work with them diligently, and you don't have to miss that opportunity. So, Dave and Rhonda, do you have any people in your group that you now start thinking, we need to get them up through the page 9 sponsorship meeting?
4 or 5 of them.
And so if we did it, you could even do it as a group, right?
Yeah.
Since you have a backlog of those. Who else is speaking up on that?
Oh, Sherry, I was going to say, I think what also that will do, too, is it kind of gives, there it is in black and white that, you know, you really should get these things if you want to do this business, and it's not, it doesn't come across as, you know, I just really want your money to push me to the top, you know. it shows that it's for them, and this is the plan that's already laid out.
Great. Where else is that stated so you don't have to state it? It's written down, but in the process that we're implementing, where else is it stated? It's by Rick Murphy's DVD.
Oh, in a DVD?
Yeah. So if you get it on the DVD, if your sponsor sits down and says, if you want to be a 4 or 5, go through up to page 9 and complete that checklist, then we'll have a meeting and we'll talk about where we go from there.
Yeah.
If they do that and you sit down with your checklist, one of the things they've done is to watch the DVD, and Rick has done exactly the same thing with them and said, if you're going to be for a 5, you need to check this off and this off. If you're going to do these other things, well, you're not a 4 or 5, but what we need to do then is to say you want to get there as quickly as possible, and it just identifies the areas that will actually put you in a position where you can take advantage of all of the things a 4 or 5 would be able to do, like Pathfinders, which we know is an important way for you to experience the class, have it available for your people to come later, but you got to have the stuff required to go silver. And it's still required that you have to have an ignition sequence launch, or the Wellness Home Starter Pack to go silver.
Right.
And he talks about that on the CD or DVD. So now what we're seeing is redundancy. We're building into the program, doing it over again. And those words spoken by other people. And if you do that enough times, can you all see how someone else could do exactly what you're doing and it's no longer a mystery? Absolutely.
Yep. Yes.
It's a good, I think this is stuff we really needed to get into. So that, doing that, we will continue on with our page 29 here for a minute and look at some other points that come up. If you can now go through down the troubleshooting guide, can you all see that you could go to Ireland when your group gets 15 levels deep and they've got a big group growing in Ireland, and you go over there and you still go through the troubleshooting guide? Wouldn't it be great if you could use it anywhere and find out in 10 or 15 minutes what's wrong with their group?
Yeah.
Or did you decide that based on your vast experience in NECAN that you know, I mean, vast experience in NECAN, that you know better what you will need to build a network of thousands across the country, across many countries? Think about it. Sounds silly to try to do it on your own, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then those thousands of people are dependent upon your vast knowledge and not a piece of paper.
That is what is so amazing about Pathfinders, that oftentimes goes hidden, because if you don't use the ignition sequence guide as your living, breathing document to teach this, it's not duplicatable.
Yep.
For those of you who have been through one of these classes before, you should begin to get the feeling that, hey, you can't even do it unless you follow the guide.
Yep.
Okay, are you plugged in with your team? And do you host or attend regular previews or events? It is 1,000 times more difficult being a Lone Ranger. Now, you can see where that would just sort of like get some of your people. Sherry, do you have some people in your group that would be better if they attend things?
Oh, yeah. And I can see the difference of, I have this new leg that's so excited, and they're there with me every week. You know, at least 3 or 4 of them, unless they have to work like a swing shift or something. So there's always part of them there, and then I go through the emails the next day. They're disseminating the information to the other ones that had to work or couldn't go, and I see the growth and the strength in them because they are there every week then as opposed to the people that are not going, that I'm trying to get to go, you know, that kind of thing. You try to drag them along. But the energy in that group and the activity in that group is amazing.
And now you can see that if it's backed up by a document, you can say, well, let's just go through the troubleshooting thing, and you ask the questions off this document. It's not you badgering them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's them making statements to say, I'm either doing those or I'm not doing those.
Yep.
Are you making sure to keep the account as simple as it is, and are you having fun so you can attract others? Are you creating a positive environment with a positive attitude? Are you someone you would join? And that's just a question you ask them directly. Are you saying less to more people, and are you able to tell someone in 30 seconds or less what you do with Nikan? If so, then we go to the next step. It says, if you're talking to lots of folks, do you believe what you're saying? Do you know why this is an awesome business and why they should join you in it? Or are you blathering on and hoping that to get to sign up? Ask yourself, if you approached you and did what you just did, would you enter the education process with anticipation? Learn to create interest by saying less and listening more. This is where you'll develop your style. Every Royal Diamond has to go through this phase. Every no makes you better. If so, you've done all those things. Are you following the process flowchart, giving prospects the education they need to make a good decision and then helping them build the vision of where the company and the team are going and how it will change their lives? Or are you trying it your new and exciting way that has probably actually been done 100 times before and failed? There's some sarcasm peppered through this paper. And it, has anybody this last week used the beautiful compensation tape?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
What do you like about it?
It does everything for you.
So for those who are listening to the gallery that don't have access to beautiful compensation, what does it mean when you say it does everything for you?
Explains a little bit about the business. Not a lot, but enough to pique your interest. It gives a lot of testimonials from the heart. That would just blow me away if I was a first-time listener.
Yeah.
Credibility to the company, and then they talk about how that's why they wanted to join NECAN, you know, because of what it did for them. I mean, it just has a little bit of everything and a lot of testimonial. I think that's really important.
It's so real. You know,
yeah.
It's not scripted at all. It's just real.
Yeah.
Great.
It seems like there's a story for everybody in there. You can just hand it to somebody, and you know if they go through it, there's something that is going to hit them. So it's not like you have to go, okay, which CD should I use for this person? It seems like that's a CD for, you know, that will cover so many different things.
Exactly.
For everybody.
And that makes it duplicatable.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or duplicable, which would be the more appropriate. If you're an English teacher, are you, let's see, are you asking them if they wish to be a part of the team and launch their business? This business is simple, and once they have been educated, it is time to decide. A lot of people are just not asking people to decide. If so, are you duplicating the above to your team? And I think that's one of the biggest mistakes people make. They're not, even if they do all this stuff, they're not duplicating it.
Yeah.
If you get stuck, are you reaching out for help? And if so, you will be a Royal Diamond, a Royal Ambassador. Just give it enough time to develop your own style. That comes by with devoting the time to your business. Submerge yourself in it. Make it your business to know your business and to realize that you are part of an awesome company that's about to become a household name in America. Those of us who help change the countless lives that this company and this team will touch will be paid enough to be able to live as we choose for the rest of our lives. In fact, the keys to any future you want are in your hands. You just have to want to have that future enough, bad enough, to go out and get it. One last thing. It is not going to come to you. You must go to it. Can you all see the use of the troubleshooting guide?
Yeah. Yes.
Teachers, as I'm developing you all to become teachers of the next generation of P1, I really encourage you, even though there are a lot of things that you can get off on a tangent, if we continue to come back to this guide, the guide is so incredibly well written, it covers it all. All right, we've got lots of other little details that we need to cover. Don't miss the opportunity to get to Humans Being More and have all your brand new people get there. Realize that the Spokane area, in the next 3 days, we absolutely have to get some people signed up for that so that it will come off. If we have too few people, can't happen. And we need to have them a month out so that they will go ahead with it. Then we'll continue to fill it up with your teams. We have the Missoula Expo coming up at the end of this month. And that is a must. One of the biggest and best things there is in Niken. Okay, so we've been reading and we've been listening. And I haven't been able to get onto the internet because I've been over here in Hawaii. But has anybody been able to access some of that stuff from teamutah.org or .com?
The site's up now. I just noticed tonight that it was up, so I didn't get anything from it, but it is live again.
All right, well, let's try to jump onto that for our appropriate week and catch back up. Thanks to Marcia. You all know Marcia. She's the one that already made all the... And everybody say hi to Marcia.
Hi, Marcia.
She's totally awesome, and she's on the call back there in the background, but she did an amazing thing. She actually downloaded all of those off of teamutah.org before it went down, or .com.
Oh, wow.
Woo-hoo!
Tried to make copies for me, but it didn't work out, so I appreciate all the effort. That was pretty terrific.
Yay, Freedom Force.
Yes.
Freedom Force lives. Marcia's laughing right now.
Sometimes these combinations are made, and you can't break them for a lifetime. Let me just close the call out by making sure you have your assignments for next week. Let's find out, is there anybody from the reading or we haven't had the listening because we've been kind of stuck. I would like to have you listen to the beautiful compensation CD. And it is available on teamspokane.com if you have not yet received it. It's only $1.50 if you buy it through Blue Ribbon.
Don't they have it on downloadable MP3 too?
They will, maybe. Yeah, you can download MP3 off of teamspokane.com.
Yeah.
So all of that stuff's currently available. So that'll be our CD to listen to. Anybody have any comments on the book?
I thought it was awesome. The whole book's awesome.
Yeah, great.
But my assigned chapter, I mean, we did all the reading, but my assigned chapter was chapter 8, and basically what I got out of that was the if you avoid fear, it for just a second, but in the long term, you're just really putting yourself in a bad position, and basically, you know, be afraid not. Business, not be afraid if you don't.
Good. Who else has one?
Well, chapter 7, I think was important because you don't want to take the negative baggage that maybe somebody else has put on you from the past. You want to listen to put new tapes in there and get a positive attitude and go forward.
Good. Anyone else? Well, let me ask this very quintessential question because I'm doing it right now. What is the difference between those people? Well, Dave Johnson, when he does his wellness preview, he says there's four types of people, and some of them have time, and I guess maybe Dennis Williams does this too. Some people have time and no money, and they're called bums, right? Other people have money but no time. That covers most folks. There are some unfortunate souls that have the third category, which is no time and no money. But wouldn't the fourth category be better, where you have both time and money?
Then you can go to Hawaii.
Lucky dog.
I am totally shocked to be over here. In part because when you think of Hawaii, what would you think of your accommodations?
The beach.
Sorry.
Yeah. Does it matter? You're in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't care where you are. You're in Hawaii.
Just talking this morning right by Kihi Beach, and there's a place there where you, for $12 a night, you can tent camp for the whole time you're over here.
Oh.
So you just get yourself a rental car and cruise out to the tent camp thing and tent camp the whole time.
That oh, wow.
Work.
I bet you're not tent camping.
Oh, it's sort of weird. In fact, on Wednesday night, we're throwing a luau for the people on the beach on the north side of Kauai here.
Oh, nice.
And the family that lives 3 houses down that sent in their RSVP, they have this really cool bamboo fence. And this is all the group on the beach. We live actually about 100 yards from this best snorkeling beach in the world. Called Pulse Reef. And went out this morning, and a little bit disappointing, but the kids did find 5 turtles that they could swim with.
Wow.
And they're just a blast. And we probably had to walk 50 feet to get to the place where you go out to the turtles. This is the luscious part of the Hawaiian Islands here on the north side, and it's fairly unpopulated. There's nobody here. But family that's 4 houses down the beach, here's a name that all of you, that's coming to the party on Wednesday, mm-hmm. A name you might recognize, Pierce Brosnan.
No way.
4 houses down?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how long is that flight there? Can we make it there?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my heck.
Now, the original house that we bought was across a little dirt road, and then there's a one set of houses. It'd be like if you look across the street to your neighbors and their backyard is the beach. So we'd have our house on a dirt road, and then the backyard of our people across the road would be the beach. And there's a little walkway between our houses, and you walk down there. Well, went ahead and bought the property on the beach.
Mm.
That was next to that trail. And so Uncle Bill and my wife's sisters built up this house here that I'm sitting at right now as I look out on the beach. And this is on the north point, and we're 3 hours behind you guys, so it's still sunshiny. And there's a very strong wind around the point. And it's kind of neat because we're in a cove back here, kind of beach called Banana Beach. And the point from Hanalei. You remember Puff the Magic Dragon?
Yeah. That's right.
This place is.
It's in the song.
Oh, that's funny.
And so the wind comes across there, and there's these people with these parachute surfboard things.
Oh.
And this is where all the world-class people are. And you should see them. They'll fly 65 feet in the air. Doing these things, it's right back and forth, and they just leave right off the beach, right on the corner of the property.
Wow.
Cuts back where we are, there's absolutely no wind, because we're 50 yards back from the point.
Mm.
So as we were down there, over the course of the 2 days that we've been here now, it's been very warm and perfect conditions for snorkeling and all that sort of thing. And we've seen, I think, maybe 5 or 6 other families walk through and beyond.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay,
I want that. I want that. This is very inspiring.
One thing that was really, really weird to me was I was just astounded at the price we were asking for a weekly rental at our first place. And if y'all want to go to look at where the first place is that we're renting and the beach and all that, go to morganrealestate.net.
Wow.
And go to rentals. Yeah. So we built that house there, and you'll see the house and the neighborhood and the beach and the turtles and all that stuff on that. Now that, the, well, we got that house, well, that's the second house. There's a third house that's renting to the locals, but that one rents for $3,200 a week. And I thought that was a big deal. But
yeah,
the one I'm sitting, the one I'm sitting at now on the beach, rents for $10,000 a week.
Oh my gosh! Oh.
And the the first family to rent it for a week was Pierce Brosnan's mom and dad.
Oh my heck! I was just looking at vacation rentals, Jerry, today, and Lake Chelan, you can rent a house for $4,500 a week. You can rent something in Hawaii for Lake Chelan! So you can go to Hawaii and rent something cheaper?
Wait till you see it. And you go out in the water here, and it's crystal clear and 78 degrees.
Mm. Oh, my gosh.
So you built that house, and then you guys own it, and then you rent it out?
For $10,000 a week.
Yeah, that's okay.
Smarty pants.
Smarty pants.
Yeah. Watch your language.
There are people who think differently in this world. And there's no laws that allow you that stop you from thinking that way.
True.
There are ways that people that Uncle Bill thought that got this all done. And there are so many other people who work 1,000 times harder and will never achieve anywhere near what he did.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
What is that difference? And can you have it? And if you can have it, can you provide it for other people?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And as you heard me talking about Wolfgang just as you came onto this call, Wolfgang is the type of guy who came into Nikan and he said, here's something that a lot of people need to realize. In order to make the money that Nikan pays me every month, he did this, is making this tape about his second or third year in Nikan. He said, I'd have to have the equivalent in the bank of $76 million at interest that Nikan is paying me every month.
Wow.
So think about it. If I have equivalent of $76 million at 7% interest coming in, what did I have to invest to do that? At that time, he bought what was called a career and demo pack, which was equivalent to the Wellness Home Starter Pack, about $1,500. And he said, I've never made an investment like that before, and I highly recommend that you think about making an investment like that for yourself. So I hope I painted a picture for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sunset, beach, Hawaii.
Awesome picture.
Well, how about
and more.
Picture? And this is probably the weirdest thing of all. If I called up somebody at home and said, just sell it, I'm staying, how many jobs can you do that in?
Not many.
And my income would not go down at all.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it would go up because I get to build it in another area. What you had to offer to people, and the only thing they had to do was to believe and do. Well, you guys ought to see the view from here. They make dinner, cooking, I just
Thanks.
Can't tell you. Y'all should be over here for the little while on Wednesday night. We can get autographs. We're going to dig a hole in the beach and do the pig thing and turkey and all that.
Okay, I think it should be a deal if we all get haired over that we get to go down there and stay for a week.
$12 beach.
Not in the tents.
I appreciate you guys. You inspire me. Keep it up.
Okay. You inspire us.
Yeah, we're there with you, Jerry.
Yeah, in spirit.
I was
a little less tan, a little less warm.
Three more chapters and listen to Brilliant or Beautiful Compensation and get back on and listen to your Texas.
Okay.
See you next week.
All right, see ya.
Aloha.
Bye.